Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, yeah. It's Elsonda Bolton. So I was calling you to on behalf of Pearlie Collins, which is my grandmother, to get her started on the CDF program.
Okay. Let's check to see. Give you an update. Did you and I do anything? Did we call the state together, or this is your first time calling?
No.
What's your grandma's name?
Pearlie Collins, Collins.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you spell her first name again?
Yes. E is in Edward, A is in Apple, R is in Robert, L-I-E, Pearlie, and then Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
Point of contact, daughter, Miss Oshanda Bolton. Is this Miss Oshanda?
Yes.
Oshanda and I conference call. The state codes are still not reflecting. Gave her spend down unit. I remember you now. How are you? I'm sorry. I have to read notes because I speak to so many people every day. But let me check to see if it's reflecting. Okay, let's check.
Okay.
Let me check eligibility. Search. Collins. Okay, what's her DCN?
260-58009.
And date of birth?
August 28, 1953.
And spell Earlene for me one more time. I'm in a different data bank.
E-A-R-L-I-E.
Found her. Still showing inactive. Yeah, it's still showing inactive. But let's call. Is it okay? Do you want to call? You want to call the state and find out?
I don't mind, but I'm kind of getting frustrated because on my end, I'm seeing it I'm not understanding why it's taking so long.
Well, let's get them to tell you something. And if they don't, then I'm going to give you the spend down unit number so that you can call and see if on Medicaid's end, what's going on. What's the holdup?
I already called them, and the lady scheduled for someone to take on the case. So she said it's going to take a couple of weeks so someone can schedule to come out here.
So then that's what it is. That's the holdup. That's what it is. But let's call the state because we want to verify that. Okay. We want them to tell you that over and over again until we understand the process. Okay.
Okay.
You don't mind, right? You want to?
That's fine.
Yeah. Let's call to find out what's going on. Okay. So we're going to act like you don't know nothing. Okay. So you're calling to schedule your grandmother's in need of CDS program and you want to know if the codes were removed. You want to see what's reflecting in the system. If they tell you the same thing, tell them, listen, I'm kind of getting worried because in my end, I can see that she's eligible. I see that she has the eligibility codes for the referral. And, you know, one system is not connecting with the next. Where do I go to fix this? Maybe they might give you a number, a contact, you know?
All right.
All right. Give me 1 second, please hold while I get you stayed on the line. All right. She's going to need to be with you. They might ask for verbal consent. They're doing that now. Is she there with you?
Yes.
Okay. Let me patch you through to her then. 1 second, please hold.
We answered in the order that it
You're
was
next.
Received. We appreciate your.
Thank you for calling Home and Community-Based Services. This is Alyssa. Are you calling regarding services for yourself or for someone else?
Someone else.
All right. And what's a good call in case we get disconnected?
816-668-0323.
Unfortunately, you're cutting in and out for me. All I've gotten was 816.
Okay, so can you hear me now?
Yes.
668-0323.
Thank you. And what was your name?
Yes. Oshonda Bolton.
All right. And how do I spell your first name?
O-S-H-O-N-D-A.
And how do I spell your last name?
B as in boy, O-L, T as in Tom, O-N.
Thank you. And what is your relationship to the participant?
Granddaughter.
All right. And what is your grandparent's name?
Early. E-A-R-L-I-E, Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
And your date of birth, or their date of birth?
August 28th, 1953.
And how can I help you today?
I was calling because I would like to get her on the CDS program and the information that I'm showing is her Medicaid is active and she does have codes, but it's not showing. I want to know the status to see if it's showing on you guys end.
Okay. Early by chance available for me to get permission to speak with you?
Yes, she's available.
Perfect.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you okay with me speaking with Oshonda in regards to your Medicaid today?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
All right. Let me take a look here. Yeah, I do see where she has Medicaid, and she has a spin down. Have you guys paid that spin down?
No, I need to know. How does that work? That has to be paid before she can get on the program?
Yes. So you guys have actually two options. You can either pay that spin down out of pocket, and then it normally takes 24 hours for it to show up on my end just for the processing. But since she is 72, you guys could also potentially get a HCB waiver. So what that would do is it would get her a waivered service such as home-delivered meals, and then it would waive her spin down.
Oh, okay. So I prefer to get a waiver.
Okay. So how that works is you have to contact the HCB Processing Center because it's a unit within Family Support Division. And then they send that information over to us for us to get the referral process started.
Okay. And then that would qualify her to get on the CDS program?
Yes. Yep, it would.
Okay, and then you said it's just to get on the food program, correct?
There's multiple different types of waivered services. Just home-delivered meals is one of them.
Okay. Could it be any home-delivered meals?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, okay.
Let me give you the number to the processing center so you guys can get out.
Okay.
Let me know when
I'm pulling up. Okay,
so that number is 877-304-7939.
All righty, I have it.
All right. Yeah, just give them a call and that will get you guys started. Thank you guys so much for calling. Do you have any other questions?